Marina, she did come from the home health care and nursing industry, and she is currently an intuitive life coach who works with people who seek to change their lives and see new clarity, new direction,
nice.
And of course, happiness. So welcome to Preferred Company, Marina. We're happy to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, pleasure.
Tell us what we're going to find in your wonderful new book, Your GPS to Happiness.
Well, I'm helping you to figure out what it is that you want in the first place. But before you know what you want, you need to know who are you? What is it that gives you joy, gives you pleasure, excites you, and tells you equally what is it that you don't like? And from there, once we know who you are and what you want, I guide you to take the steps, small steps, changing your beliefs about yourself, all in a lighthearted and joyous manner, small steps. Then we go into action steps of taking responsibility, taking action, not blaming and shaming others, but, you know, accepting that no one is perfect. We're all dealing with insecurities, helping you to overcome them. And then I close the book with the things we have, as in joy, gratitude, happiness, yes, and a much, much better life.
That's wonderful. Now, we find, and I know that people, you've come from a caregiver lifestyle, people who are in those kinds of situations, who have been caregivers for somebody for a long time, it's almost hard for them to even know what brings them joy because they're so concerned, and beautifully so, about the welfare of other people. And this is also to parents a lot of times. And what's the first step to finding out what makes you happy?
First thing that you need to do, if you are someone who is in the caregiving business, be it a parent or a caregiver, spouse, what have you, is to understand that you are the well and the source of care. If you stop taking care of yourself, you have nothing left to give. It's like when you take from a well and you give and you give and you give, at some point you're going to run dry. So my suggestion and recommendation is do something that you enjoy doing. That's not selfish, that is selfless. Read a good book, go to the movies, do some exercises, meet other people. And so that you replenish the source within, because it's all about what you have, your resources within. So that's my first recommendation. The things that support you, communities, groups, that sort of thing that help you to get through these challenges, because it is tough. It is tough. Mindset.
Yeah, I think sometimes we forget what makes us happy. I think sometimes figuring out what makes you happy starts with what makes you unhappy. Everybody seems to be pretty familiar with the things that they don't like in their lifetime. Well, our joining us in the studio today is our friend David Crossan. He is a financial guru here, and he's a wealth management fella. So we posed the question earlier in the show. Remember what the wise old owl asked, David?
Of course, yeah. About money buying happiness. And mm-hmm. I just simply said it helps pay for the search. It's not going to bring you happiness, but it's just one of those things with, I think right now, people are having a tough time. You know, they go to the gas, fill up their car with gas, or they're buying food at the store, and everything's so expensive with inflation. And I think this year has been challenging. So for a lot of people, it's just keeping that right mindset, especially going to the holidays. As much as we love the holidays, it can also be very stressful for people.
What role does money play in finding your happiness, Marina?
The money, you see, here's the thing. We all think that when we have the money, as we just said, then we will be happy. We will not be happy because of the money. The money is a tool. It's something that helps us to take the lessons and buy the things. But it's really within that we find happiness. So, however, being stressed about money is going to make matters worse. We worry about things that have not yet presented themselves. We worry, what if the economy crashes next year? There's nothing you can do about it right now. But if you stress about it right now, you make it 100 times worse in your mindset, so you're not even enjoying the Christmas or Thanksgiving that are coming up, because you're so stressed out. It's really about changing your perception of what is. Don't paint the picture darker. It is what it is. Accept it and do the best you can, because that's all you can do. And then, I mean, we can all cut down on things and still be very, very happy. If we give less this year, so be it. So let it be less.
I think that's a great point, because for a lot of people, when they stress about something that, you know, they get in the headspace of a worst case scenario, and a majority of the time, that never happens. Mm-hmm. We assume something, and then when that event passes, you'll look back on it, it's like, wow, it's not even close to what I thought it could be.
It's true.
And all that stress and worry was unnecessary.
Yeah, very true. It's very burdensome to carry that around with you. Let me ask you about the role of spirituality in this quest for happiness.
The role of spirituality is key. Because I'm not coming from a religious point of view, which is why it applies to all people. Spirituality is, my definition is helping you to feel better by finding your strength, your source within, your greatest power. You don't need to believe in a God, any God. Just go within yourself, heart space, and touch base with who you are, your higher self. And once you start on that journey, it will, one step will lead to the next, and open yourself up for love, empowerment, strength, joy. And that's really what I find the beauty is in spirituality. Do the things. I meditate every day, because not only does it help me to find my inner power, but physically it helps me. With my mindset, it helps me to calm down, take a deep breath, and then things start to not be as hot and angry, but if they calm down, and I make much better decisions.
Now, Marina, do you have like a daily affirmation that you share with people, something on a website perhaps that we can all tap into, or is that in the book, that kind of stuff?
I have in my book, part of the book is a workbook that you can download. But the affirmation that got me last year through a horrible period of time of stress and anxiety, where I too flipped out, I did the exact thing that I'm telling you not to do. So it's not that I'm preaching, I'm telling myself. I came to the realization that I had to let go of white knuckling. I had to let go of being a control freak and that I have to do everything. So I just let go and let the universe come in and help me. But what I said to myself at that time was, I am positively expecting great results no matter what I see in front of me. The universe is rearranging itself for my best interest right now. Everything is going to turn out better than I think it will.
I think that's great. No, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, because whatever you were going through, eventually you got to the point of there's nothing I can do other than change my outlook and expect a better result rather than things are going to get worse. And I think that's so important for people.
Yeah,
exactly.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think those were very, very powerful words. And they're hard for some people to, you know, it takes work for some people to let go. Some people have their little worry basket. That's their toy that they like to play with, you know. So
it's the ego. It's the ego that will not allow us to do it. So therefore, the smallest step every day brings far greater results than going through a crash course and I have to stop doing it. You're still doing the same thing as you did before. So small.
What is it? A little bit of something, it's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, seriously, when you think about all the things that people do worry about in the course of one day, if you pick one thing, you're giving people a choice between an apple and a pumpkin pie. Just pick one. I guarantee it's going to be good. Doesn't matter which one you get. And you're like, wow, I did it.
Yeah. Small thoughts give us ridiculous little thoughts about yourself. I did this. I started a few days ago. I said to myself, why should I feel old? I want to think I feel young. So I start feeling 20 years younger. Maybe tomorrow I go 30 years younger. Rewire your brain. Just rewire it.
It's so true. You can look at things so many different ways, and the power of your mind going to being grateful and to looking at something positive rather than dwelling on the negative and making things worse.
It's true. Yeah. Marina Shakur Haber, what a wonderful guest you've been with
us
today too. You've given us all
a great deal of
happiness this morning, and that is, after all, what your GPS to happiness is all about. Now tell us, do you have a website? Do you have, how do they get the book? That sort of thing.
The book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My website is very simple, yourgps2happiness.com.
Ah, yourgpsfromhappiness.com. Billy, that's for this guest right now?
Yes.
Okay. We do have a caller, actually, who wants to ask you a question. So we want to welcome Adele from Whiting in to the conversation right now. Hello, Adele.
Yes. Hey, good morning, everybody. The interesting question is, it just seems like the problems of what if and anxiety are universal. I work in a library, and I get to see different titles of books. And a lot of them are on mindfulness, how to obtain true peace, how to obtain happiness. And it seems to be a universal problem. And I'm wondering why. You know, it's just such a common everyday thing that so many people struggle with. What if? Positive thinking. What is this, and why is it?
Thank you for asking that. That's a beautiful question. Here's the answer. We are inundated by negativity from morning till night. This universe is set to negative. Everything, there was a campaign in British Columbia, Canada. The politician chose to go positive. He lost. The one that picked the negative campaign won big time. We are set to negative. So therefore, you have to make a daily decision and create a habit, and habits need to be supported to keep a positive mindset. If there is a way to look at something, either painting it dark or painting it bright, choose to make it bright, and you do have to be vigilant about it. Mm-hmm. We slip very, very easily into negative territory because all we see is negativity. So that's what it is, and it is perfectly normal, and everybody does it. But once you start becoming aware of it, you can turn that around. There's
Adele,
your power.
Thank you. Adele, it's a wonderful question. It really is. And I think, you know what, you can be your own light, too, in the world. You can radiate positivity. People know when they get around you, it's going to be a happy time. And you bring that happiness with you wherever you go. Marina Shakur Haber, I am so happy that you joined us today. Thank you for calling, too, Adele. We're happy that you got in on the conversation. And we want to wish you, and most sincerely, a very happy day today.
thank you.
Thank you so much. Go out and get your copy of Your GPS to Happiness.